This is an ABC 10 News update.
Good evening. I'm Kimberly Hunt in the ABC 10 News studio. A mentally ill veteran could spend the rest of his life in prison for killing his neighbor while she was walking her dog. Today, a jury found Eduardo Arreola guilty of murder and lying in wait. The defense admitted Arreola shot and killed Devin Rideout in 2018 in Oceanside. They claimed that he didn't know what he was doing because of his schizophrenia and other mental disorders. Arreola will be sentenced next month. Gas prices have officially hit a new record in San Diego. The average price for a gallon of regular in San Diego is now $6.02. That passed the record high that was set back in March. AAA says the increase at the pump is due to high oil prices around the world. And gas prices in San Diego today are about $1.87 higher than they were a year ago. The numbers are in. San Diego County's homeless population has jumped by 10% over the past year. Teams spread across the county one day in February to perform that count, and they found more than 8,400 people living on the street, in cars, in camps, and in shelters. Officials say there has been a move inland as well for the homeless. Cities such as El Cajon and Santee saw significant increases in their homeless populations. One silver lining is there was a 30% decrease in the homeless veteran population. Meteorologist Angelica Campos tracking this gray weather and how long it will last.
Hi, Kimberly. Cloudy skies tonight into tomorrow, and even a touch of drizzle for our coastal areas with the best chance. But some of our western valleys could also see a touch of drizzle in the morning. Daytime highs will stay there in the low 70s, highs around 64 degrees in the mountains, and looking a little bit better as a storm system passes to our north in the deserts with a high of 94 degrees. Gusty winds are expected in the afternoon and evening, and I'll show you how much better it'll be as far as the winds are concerned this weekend coming up.